Hey guys, sorry to interrupt whatever amazing podcast you are listening to, but I'm just here to let you guys know that you can come over to Intoxicated anytime. I just love to talk about ghosts, conspiracies, aliens, true crime, the future, I don't know, anything I think of when I'm high. I'm also a psychic medium, so I have a lot of really creepy and interesting stories that you guys can also hear about. Intoxicated is available wherever you listen to your podcast. It's free to listen to and subscribe. Hope to see you guys there.
Dead End Sports 365, the place where sports opinions collide, man. It's your boy FIFO 24/7, man. You know what it is, man. What it do. Today I'm gonna be talking about the best game of my life. Okay. I vividly remember this thing like it was yesterday. I can go to sleep and daydream about this thing, man. It was an amazing game. And you know, the people that know me from way back then, I'm not embellishing it. I promise you, I'm not embellishing it. But let me set the table a little bit, man. I was one of three freshman basketball players at my high school to play on the JV team. It was me and my homies, the twins, literally Jermaine and Tremaine. And we were the only three freshmen to play on the JV team. All of the other freshmen was on the freshman team. And there were no lower classmen, freshman or sophomore on that varsity team. It was literally all juniors and seniors. And, you know, had a tremendous first season as a freshman in my high school. And going into that summer, going into my sophomore year, our coach, I couldn't tell you, I don't remember the name of the tournament, but it was at Colgate College in St. Petersburg, Florida. He signed us up for that tournament. And, you know, he brought his JV team and the varsity team. So I'm still on JV. But what was interesting was obviously the seniors didn't go, you know, obviously they graduated or whatever. So it was the upcoming seniors and then the upcoming juniors. So obviously I was a sophomore and it, our JV team was like nothing but sophomores. And this basketball camp was very interesting because they had a lot of NBA training staffs there. The New York Knicks training staff was there. The San Antonio Spurs training staff was there. And this was held, like I said, at Colgate College. And you would wake up at 5 a.m. You would eat breakfast. Then you would have some type of training camp, you know, working on position drills, you know, so they broke you up. Point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, centers. And you all broke up and did particular drills. And then by 6:30, 7 o'clock, you had a basketball game. And then after that basketball game, you had more drills. Then you had lunch. You came back depending on, you know, your team and whatever. You either had drills or you had a basketball game. And then after that, you had drills or a basketball game. So you had 3 to 4 games a day. So when I tell you, like, I was super tired, but the best experience, one of the best experiences of my life, it, like, I'm not kidding you at all. And going into that, my coach told me, he was like, hey, look, Miguel, he was my freshman year. He was the starting point guard and I was the sixth man off the bench. He told me, he said, look, Miguel's only playing varsity. You are going to be the only point guard on the team. So if, like, there's no other ball handler. Everybody else will score, defenders, big men, shooters. Like, nobody else was a ball handler. And that very first game that we played as a squad at that tournament, there was a dude, I'm short as hell, but there was a dude shorter than me on the opposite team, a point guard, and he had my cookies all day. I'm talking about I could barely get the ball up the court. My coach looking at me, my team looking at me, and this was probably one of the most disappointing moments of my life. And after that game, man, you know, I had a flip cell phone, Motorola, with the green numbers in that motherfucker. You know, you had to pull up the antenna. I know I'm dating myself. And I called my mom boo-hooing. And I told her, I was like, you know, I think this was a mistake. I shouldn't be here. Like, it's so bad. Like, how could it be this bad? Whoop-de-woo. And my mom said, man, raise your chin up, man. How many hours of basketball you play? You mean to tell me after one game, you telling me that you're not made for this? And you know, my mom told, hey, look, you think I'm playing? That's why she on my right arm, bro. My mom gave me a lot of strength in my life. And that was one of those moments where I was like, man, she right, bro. And then, you know, like my homies, the twins, one of my best friends that passed, man, Kerwin, he was there. You know what I'm saying? And they all uplifted me like, yo, FIFO, man, like you that nigga, bro. Don't worry about that shit. But I, you know, I'm a hooper, bro. And to have a dude that's not even on my level just have my cookies like that, dog, like that was not cool. That shit was not cool. So I took that shit to heart. We only played one game that first day we were there. That second day, I was out on a mission, bro. I was out on a mission. Every fucking drill, I was trying to annihilate everybody. I was just on a whole nother mode. I was like, for that whole fucking tournament, I was on a whole nother mode. There was one team, I'm not going to front, that had my number after I started going on my tear. I never forget them motherfuckers, man. Big ass white boys. It was a team called Estero. E-S-T-E-R-O. Estero. And bro, when I tell you, man, like they just can out physical us, out muscle us. And no disrespect to my coach, man, like they out coached us. This is the first time I saw a 1-3-1 press. And when I tell you, like, I could get the ball past half court because they didn't press full court 1-3-1. They was half court press. Once I got past half court, bro, I was double teamed no matter where I went. I try to make a pass. People weren't coming up for the ball. Defenders were everywhere. I try to skip the pass that back end defender was getting to it. I know what the hell to do, right? And we lost that game. We lost the very first two games that we played in that tournament. But then we went undefeated. We went undefeated, man. And team after team, my confidence kept going up. You know, some games I scored a lot. Some games, you know, I was just, you know, dishing and doing what I had to do. For the most part, I played the majority of all the games. And, you know, I just had a really good run. And I'll never forget. So we get, you know, to the final couple teams or whatever. And it was against Estero. No, we didn't play Estero going into like going for the championship. We played this black and green team. I can't remember their name. And we had to play like an off-site gym. You know what I'm saying? Because like the main team and everybody, you know, whatever. But the championship was going to be at the main gym. And we're playing this green team. And it's, you know, it's one and done. It's, you know, college style, one and done. And we're going back and forth with this team. And, you know, my coach, in every practice, he would give us like a pressure clutch situation where he was like, look, we got 5 more suicides. But if Ralph makes these 2 free throws, we're not going to do that. But if he misses, you got 5 more. And he will let us know, like, what do you want to do? You trust Ralph or you don't trust Ralph? And I was always the one, hey, give me that shit. I'm going to make it. And I made it in practice. And I'll never forget, man, we playing this white and green team. I don't remember their name. And it was one of those situations where I knew they had the foul. So I'm like, give me the ball. And, you know, nobody could rip me. I'm like, getting my shit. And they fouled me. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. I go to that line. It's a tie game. I go to that line. I miss the first one. And I'm like, oh, shit. When that second one come up, I'm not going to lie, man. My heart was in my throat, but I sank it. We played good defense. It was like maybe 7 or 8 seconds left. We played good defense. We didn't foul. They heaved one up, and we won by 1. So then this is the game that got us into the finals. And remember I told you about that team Estero. I knew if we had to face them again, we couldn't beat them. They can out-scheme us. They were out-physicaling us. There was just, I would have to go off for 50. And I never scored 50 in my life, ever. I think the closest I got was like 34, 36. That's the closest I ever got. But I knew I was going to have an out-of-body experience to beat that Estero team. I didn't want to face them. I'm not going to even front. There was a team from the Cayman Islands. And let me tell you, all these motherfuckers was my height. You know what I'm saying? They weren't big. They weren't 6'7". They wasn't brolic. They were skinny as shit. Fast as fuck. And had dumb ups. I'm talking about my... Boom! Where did you come from, dog? Like, these motherfuckers were fast, bro. And, you know, for the majority of the games I played, I was always one of the quickest dudes on the court. Nah, bro. I was not quick against them. And them motherfuckers beat Estero. When we saw like the matchups and shit, And they beat Estero. Obviously, you know, this is not social media time. So it's not like nobody took, you know, we couldn't see what was happening or nothing like that. So we was like, shit, we got to beat the Caymans to beat them. All right. And here's the crazy part, too. I'm going to take y'all a little bit back in the story. Obviously, we're there for a whole week. And this is when the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs was playing for the championship. What year that is, I don't remember. I just know I remember what I was watching. And our team, you know what I'm saying, the youngins, or I guess the elder statesmen at that point, because, you know, I was going in my sophomore year, but me, the twins, Kerwin, what's his name? His name was Alex. He was the only junior on our team. He was a sophomore going to junior year, but he didn't make the varsity team. He was playing on the JV team. And, you know, we bonded with the Caymans, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was weird because, you know, their accent and stuff like that, but we just bonded with them. And, you know, we ordered pizza and shit, and it was cool. So to see them beat Estero, it was like, damn, bro, like we paying our bros. So we go out there, and I brought two hooping shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a sneaker guy, bro. I've been trying to get these guys to do a sneaker show. But, you know, keep spamming us about the sneaker show and maybe it'll happen. But I had a pair of Jordan 14s and I had a pair of low top Iverson questions. You know what I'm saying? The joint with the color patch in the front, the color patch in the back. But again, they were low top. And that was the shoe that had the most grip on the court, especially on that main court. Because again, you know, doing drills and shit, I saw, you know, sometimes we did it outside. We did it in the offside court. We did it in the main court. And I knew the main court was dusty. No matter how many times they went with that motherfucking duster shit, bro, that shit didn't have any type of traction with my Jordan 14. So I was like, okay, this is championship game. We playing the Caymans. We got it. Like, we ain't got to play Estero. Like, let's go out here and let's get this W, right? So I put on my Iversons. Tip off. I go to jump to get the ball. One of these motherfuckers flew from I don't know where the hell, bumped me. I fell. Well, I didn't fall, but, you know, I landed wrong. Raga! Ankle gone. Left ankle. Gone. Bro, I stood up, bro. I couldn't put no weight on this thing. I couldn't, man. Like, I could barely. I was limping. My coach looked at me like, man, I told you not to wear them shoes. Why ain't you wear the other? I told you not. I'm like, coach, man, he's got the better grip. He like, man, he was so pissed off. He couldn't even look at me. He couldn't even look at me. So I'm at the end of the bench. And then, you know, we're at, again, a college. So they had training staff and stuff. And they came and they got me. And, you know, they helped me, you know what I'm saying, go to the training room. And, you know, they wrapped my shit all tight and real dope. That's the best ankle job I've ever had. And, you know, they're like, hey, let me, you know, let's help you back. And I said, no, man, I got to walk. Like, I got to feel if I can or I can't go. And I'm walking back to the court and, man, I'm hobbling, bro. Like, I could barely put any pressure on this ankle. And, you know, I get barely to the end of the bench. My coach look at me and say, you could go? I said, coach, I don't know. Boom, ball comes out of bounds, you know, dead ball. Coach said, hey, you in. Hey, you out. And I'm like, coach. And he looked at me like, you in. Shit, man, I hobble my shit out there. Ugh, what am I doing? And as soon as the ball was inbounded, bro, I didn't feel that ankle. I didn't feel that ankle. That game, I'm going to fast forward a little bit, man. I had 13 points, 12 assists, and I was named MVP, and we won that game. There was a couple of plays I'll never forget. I was at the top of the key about 3-4 possessions after I got back into the game, and they were manning us. And no team in that fucking tournament manned us, yo, because they knew they couldn't guard me. Like, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? I would penetrate and go. And, no, like, so a lot of teams play zone against us. But the Caymans, obviously, like I said, bro, like, they the dumbest athletes that was out there. You know what I'm saying? So they manned us. And 3-4 possessions into the game, when I came back after, you know, the tip-off, had at the top of the 3-point line, in and out, oh, cross, you know what I'm saying? Got to the lane, two guys converged. I jumped, ooh, no look, boom, wrap around, layup. I was like, oh yeah, I got it. We gonna win this because I knew I didn't have to score a lot. I knew I can just control the tempo. These guys, they were over hyper, anxious, And I felt like an older statesman out there. And this is the first time that I really understood what controlling tempo was. Like everything, I just controlled it. And, you know, one of my best friend, Kerwin, that passed, man, a couple of years ago. Because we knew they didn't have a ball handler. They were just all athletes. And I was like, bro, this next time we play 2-on-2 because we couldn't man them up. They manned us up. We had to play 2-on-2 against them, bro. And I told Kerwin, I said, hey, bro, the moment they get past half court, let's just double team them. This was not a coach thing. This was a us thing, you know, the players thing. And we did that, man. Turnover. We got easy buckets. They had to call a timeout. You know, like we were able to just dictate the game offensively and defensively. And in that game, I'm thinking, like, how the fuck did y'all beat Estero? Because we couldn't do shit. But I guess they were just flying and blocking a whole bunch of shit or whatever, man. But yeah, man, we wound up winning that game. I don't remember the final score. I remember my stats. I had 13 points, 12 assists, a couple steals. I wasn't really big on steals. It was just more one-on-one defense for me back in my heyday. And, man, we won the championship, bro. And that's the only championship I've ever won in my life. And it was just crazy. Like, it was just crazy. Like, we were just going wild. Like, literally that night after the championship, we was driving back home, you know. And, man, my coach, James Battle, bro. I'll never forget that man's name, Coach Battle. He's a big DMX fan. And this is when Blood of My Blood, Flesh of My Flesh was out. And, you know, obviously, you know, being high school, we hear that type shit, but he ain't want to be, you know, he was trying to be good. Man, he let that shit rot. Ain't no cats got no love for me. Man, we was in that fucking Tahoe or Suburban, whatever the fuck we had. We was bumping that shit the whole way back from St. Petersburg to goddamn Miami, bro. Like, we won the championship. And not only did we win the JV championship, I was on the JV squad, we also won the varsity championship. You know what I'm saying? And just to come back to two championships like that, man, I won MVP. My guy Ronald Rivage won the other MVP. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was going crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to have that moment, you know, that's like forever etched. And, you know, I didn't have a college basketball career. Obviously, I didn't go to the pros or nothing like that. So high school was kind of where my career ended. And the crazy part is my career ended as a sophomore. It didn't even end as a senior. So my basketball career was prematurely, you know, gone. And I always think, what if? So whenever I give my spiel to the kids I coach, or, you know, like my brother's son, and, you know, just, I know the kids that are around me, man, I just let them know, man, leave everything out there, because 20 years happens like this. And all you, I'm 38, literally, you know what I'm saying? And literally, it just happened so fast that it feels like yesterday, but it was a lifetime ago. So cherish the moments that you have when you're playing these team sports. It teaches you a lot. Honestly, I wouldn't be where I am in my life if I didn't play team sports. So I encourage all of y'all to play some type of team sport. It'll teach you a lot. But, man, that's my best game ever. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7. I'm out. Peace.